A new survey has revealed Air New Zealand's coffers are cashed up with millions of dollars of customer money that it's not refunding, despite the flights never taking off. The survey by Consumer NZ found the 1,700 respondents had paid a total of $3.8 million for their flights. Now, with some customers out of a job, they want cash, not credits, to get by. Jordan Bond reports.
People surveyed by Consumer NZ paid an average of $2,200 each to Air New Zealand for flights that never happened. For most other purchases, it'd be an open and closed case, as Consumer NZ's chief executive John Duffy explains.
So if you bought a fridge and the supplier couldn't get you that fridge and cancelled the contract, the Consumer Guarantees Act provides you a right to a refund. Unfortunately, the Civil Aviation Act in New Zealand overrides other consumer protection legislation and lets carriers off the hook where the reason for the cancellation is beyond their control.
So Air New Zealand don't have to provide a refund. Consumers research found only 6% of those surveyed did actually receive one. Mr. Duffy says the remaining 94% of people surveyed have either got airline credit for future use or are waiting to hear if the company will hold on to their money.
People are really disappointed in how Air New Zealand is acting here. They don't feel that their hard-earned money should be used to prop the company up.
Mr. Duffy says they've heard from people now out of a job and with no income who really need that money to live. That money is essentially locked in with the airline and can only be spent with the company. Independent economist Benji Patterson says the amount of consumers' money the airline holds is not insignificant for a company already in financial trouble. He says its books late last year held about $1.4 billion of ticket revenue in advance and $1 billion in cash.
It has a large outstanding liability to customers. If they were to convert that into cash for customers, they would already be putting themselves in a position where they had to draw on the government's loan and they'd have to immediately begin paying relatively high rates of interest.
That's the $900 million loan the government's put forward for the airline if it needs it, which it has not dipped into yet. Mr. Patterson says a lot of the money would be frequent flyers who probably aren't hard up for cash. But some would be less well off.
See, not someone that would travel very regularly at all, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime situation. So there is a case for an extenuating circumstances policy. It's just I don't think it would be prudent to open up the floodgates to absolutely every customer.
Consumer NZ's letters to the Air New Zealand Chief Executive Greg Foran have gone unanswered. The watchdog's also written to Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Chris Farfoy and Finance Minister Grant Robertson, neither of which were available for comment this afternoon. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.